The Meadow Valley Interpretive Center wasn't in the path of the destructive Labor Day fires.
So we're over in the Meadow Valley, so kind of one valley to the west of where the Cold Springs Canyon fire burned and burned fast.
That's David Lefevre, the center's executive director.
Many of us with the Meadow Valley Interpretive Center knew that some of our closest friends from the Meadow tribe, elders who have been really instrumental in the work that we do and whose story we're trying to bring to life, were in the path of it. And given that the winds were blowing that hard, we were worried.
Lefevre says once the fire passed, he and some of his colleagues drove to the neighboring valley to visit their friends. What they saw was devastation, homes, and what was inside burned.
Deep ancestral stuff, baskets that their mother had made, amazing baskets, all their beaded regalia, photos, stories, burned up in the fire. So a lot was lost culturally for the Meadow people and for their families in particular.
Lefevre's organization and several others immediately began a relief effort. Some found generators to repower homes that were still habitable. A group called the River Warriors Society has worked to build tiny homes as temporary structures to get families through the winter. Organizations have removed burned debris to allow landowners to rebuild. And they've raised money, more than $15,000 as of Tuesday, to help homeowners replace basic infrastructure such as heat pumps and water softeners. The Interpretive Center also helped to replace cultural materials that are important to the native people.
We've been able to go out and collect some really important cultural plants, cedar roots and tule. And one of the elders in particular, and a group of basket makers and others, use those materials to make baskets and have for generation upon generation. And some of those cedar roots that were gathered a year ago burned in the fire.
So Lefevre and friends went out to gather those plants while their native friends tended to their troubles at home.
It's been amazing to see their eyes light up. You know, we're not just bringing a generator, which is totally needed, but we're bringing something that's really deep within them as a way to give back to those who have given so much in sharing their stories and sharing their cultures.
The Meadow Valley Interpretive Center has had to stop many of its in-person events due to the coronavirus, but it has adjusted, as so many organizations have, and created an online presence. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.